brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, open phones for the next 30 minutes and a bunch of news interspersed. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. I've been saying with the debt ceiling in the last month that Obama is openly making noises about using Civil War reconstruction powers to nix the power of Congress and take the power of the purse. Now they're confirming that. Dim lawmaker, nobody I know, has seen the Reid plan. Democratic leader in House urges Obama to raise debt ceiling without congressional approval. Well, Congress controls the purse. I mean, this is, but he launches wars without congressional approval. Why not? He's got the ATF telling gun shops about new rules that aren't law. Why not? Obama secretly signals to banks no default, threatens veto of House plan. If election was held today, Obama would lose in landslide. These stories are all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. ATF manager says he shared Fast and Furious info with White House. Italian Spanish bonds drop on concern European aid may not be high enough. Gold strikes new record high. That's just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. TSA agents poses as cop to harass woman. A new video out of a woman begging and pleading as they grab her breast and genitals. Incident highlights concerns about federal agency becoming domestic security force. Oh, yeah, they're already at parades and things. They have weird little Hitler Jugend Boy Scouts out ordering adults around. I mean, we're entering the vortex of a cross between Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. And it always happens everywhere else. It's happening here. Folks are going to get hurt real bad. A lot of folks will cowardly admit to themselves we're in a tyranny and run groveling to the system. We could just wake up and say no to all this and legalize the Constitution and legalize freedom and it all be over. But you know what? Folks got to get hurt real bad first. Well, you're going to get hurt. I'm going to get hurt. Folks on fixed incomes with inflation are getting hurt. The lying liars say, hey, there's no inflation. We're in a great economy, too. Steve in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex, 3 points. First, I want to let you know that how grateful we are for you, and you're in our prayers every evening.
Thank you.
The first point is there's a snake in a woodpile when it comes to Steve Pachenik. Second, we spotted drones in remote parts of New York. And more
importantly, you've got drones all over you, and they've got high atmosphere blimps, body scanning. They've got heat resonance scanners. Oh, yeah. I mean, the military-industrial complex makes money while they bankrupt the country, putting their slave grid in. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. And when it comes to drones, I am a veteran. I've died once. I'm not afraid to die again. I'm not going to give up this fight. You've ignited a passion that has since been long dormant in me for our republic. And most importantly, the third point is on YouTube. I don't know if you have covered this. I discovered it by doing my research as you recommend to people. And I've uncovered a video called Damning Revelation. I don't know if you've covered this, but it covers 8 times from 2003 to 2008 that members of Congress tried to modify the Constitution, Article 2, Section 8, Clause 5, natural born citizen.
Yes, sir. I am aware that they've been introducing it over and over again to get rid of the 22nd Amendment and to allow Schwarzenegger, they first said was the reason what in 2004 was one reason they were pushing it. And every month now, they try to originate spending bills in the Senate and just set the precedent. They are criminals. They are assaulting every check and balance to block them. And, you know, I haven't died like a lot of people have and come back. They say that really makes you not fear death and really gives you more of the sense, as they say it. But I have almost died repeatedly. And I tell you, it does make you not fear death as much. What, did you die in combat and were resuscitated?
Yes.
That's amazing. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, people who don't believe in God, I feel sorry for them. They haven't had the experiences that some of us have had. Look at the universe all around us. We're on a planet hurtling through space around a big sun. Our eyes, our senses only see a very narrow band of the spectrum that mathematics and quantum physics have proven. And I talked to so many people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up, Colonel Craig Roberts, who died for 10 minutes, died repeatedly, and was completely dead for 10 minutes. And most people can't survive 6 minutes or even 4 minutes. Most people have brain death in 4.5 minutes. And, you know, his guardian angel there with his hand on him, the decision to send him back. And then they go into other cultures, even with native tribes in New Guinea and places, and major studies that were conducted by atheist groups and secular scientists. And a lot of them then get spiritual because they've done these experiences with near-death or death experiences, and every culture has the same thing. The portal of light, the guardian angel that's there with their hand on your shoulder that you know has been there your whole life, the imaginary friend when you're a kid. It's recorded everything you've done, and then the decision to be sent back, or people that have been going the other direction. and then get sent back. Boy, let me tell you. And the reason I raised that, you may have not heard the last caller. Steve is a veteran who was shot in combat and died and was resuscitated. And he was saying he doesn't fear death now because of it. I had a story, a story I've told. I'm not even going to get into it today. I mean, the point is that there are certain events in your life that change you forever and that really give you a window into things. And I guess a lot of folks aren't awake to that. They're not attuned to that. They just don't know. Okay, I said I'm taking your calls. There is just so much incredible news. There is just a huge fight in D.C. over the raising the debt limit. We're going to be breaking it down with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up here in about 25 minutes. We now have new dictators in this country. It's the private rating agencies that have already been lying for a long time and telling us that we're not defunct and that we haven't really lost our AAA rating. But the fact is they've already defaulted on the quality of the dollar. They've already defaulted on treasury bonds that are denominated in dollars. And they're transferring that default onto the American people with purchasing power being destroyed. And it's already wreaking havoc. And as the economy shuts down, as people have less money because it's all going to gas and fuel and food, it will kill every other sector of the economy. And this has all been planned. That's what's so frustrating is that we told you exactly what they would do when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They've done the same thing in third world countries these banks take over. And they are waging war against wealth, against the free market. They are monopoly men. And the Republicans are debating, we want to make some cuts. And the cuts they want to make are to entitlements. Now, I'm against entitlements because it makes you dependent. And it gets you on the government largesse. And now the government, owned by foreign banks, run by foreign banks, hijacked by foreign banks is the proper way to put it, puppeteered by the foreign banks, probably even more specific, they know exactly what they're doing. And now Obama can get up and say 80 million of you depend on checks every 2 weeks. And if you don't raise the debt ceiling and if you don't go deeper into debt, we're going to lose our AAA rating and go bankrupt. And that's true. But if you do continue to spend more, we'll go even more bankrupt when we go completely bankrupt. So they're just getting us deeper and deeper into it like a crack dealer with an addict. And we're being brought into bondage. We've been signed on to the thousands of trillions, over 1,500 trillion, that we don't owe. Remember, too big to fail? That's the debt. And so the Republicans are saying cut Social Security, cut welfare, cut all the, and sure, great, get rid of the Department of Education, get rid of all this. Still, you could cut it all. If we don't say no to the derivatives, nothing. You could cut everything. It won't fix anything. But they're going to get the public by, just give us half your pension fund. And if you don't give us half the pension fund, then you'll get nothing. Same thing's been done in Argentina and Costa Rica and Nigeria and Greece and Ireland. And I told you it was coming because 6 years ago, was in 2005, they changed the rules so they could take private pension funds, public pension funds, and then they sell everybody that, you don't deserve your government pension fund. Well, sure, it may be a form of government largesse and has helped bankrupt things. But the point is, if you set the precedent where you can start taking people's pension funds, they're going to take private, too. And now they're talking about that. Oh, the government will take over pension funds, they say, to protect them. And then the more they protect us with banker bailouts, the further we get down this rat hole, the worse things get. And the Republicans are not telling you that unless it's Ron Paul or Rand Paul. They're not telling you that. They're going with the banker plan of austerity, cutting all the services and letting the taxes be kept the same or raised, and then the lion's share of the money goes to the bankers who created the fraudulent debt and are the criminals. Now, I know the listeners know this, but we've got to get this out to everybody. And so we're being held hostage by the ratings agencies saying, you raise the debt ceiling, or we will lower your credit rating. And these rating agencies are openly run by the big six banks. We're in a lot of trouble here. And it just absolutely boggles my mind that this is happening. And we'll be talking to Dr. Roberts about the fact that they're now saying, hey, don't worry. The president will just do this on his own, just like he launched the wars on his own. And that's now in the news today. the president just doing it and saying Congress doesn't matter. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ezekiel in Kentucky, Dan, Otter, Brent, and Sarah. Go ahead, Ezekiel.
It's good to talk to you. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I've been listening to you since 9/11, and I'm glad to finally get to talk to you.
Good to have you on, sir. Welcome.
I've got my glasses on, Alex. We sleep, they live. There's something I wanted to talk to, two things I wanted to bring up. One was my experience in the Marine Corps with vaccinations, and the other is the Norway shooting. But with the vaccinations, I was looking at my medical record, and I've got a series of vaccinations that I cannot figure out what they are. There's no name on it. It's just a string of numbers. I've been trying to figure out. I can't get any answers. And I remember one particular incident where right after I was vaccinated, the night of, woke up in the middle of the night, and the barracks in my eyes were encrusted just open and open them, and they were secreting some weird green crap, and I had to have someone help me to the head. I had a metallic taste in my mouth for weeks after that. There was other people who experienced the same thing.
And I had Rick Perry in 2007. Rick Perry's chief of media came to Endgame, and he goes, Alex, Rick Perry's a good man. And he was a clean-cut, nice guy, didn't get a bad vibe off of him, but almost got like a mind-control vibe. He goes, but I want you to know, I know this film's real, and, you know, Rick's not a bad guy. The governor wants you to know he's a good guy. And I went and looked the guy up later. He gave me his card. He really was who he said he was. And I'd since seen him on TV at press conferences with Perry. And he said, I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston. And they brought troops in from Fort Bragg. We were ordered to inject them. And they all died, Alex. And then we had to disinfect the entire medical area. He said, so I know, and I go, why don't you get the governor to talk about that? Meanwhile, the governor came out 6 months later and announced forced inoculations for Texas schoolgirls, and it turned out he didn't have the power to do it and had to back off. But, I mean, creepy. I mean, you know, creepy. This guy tells me, works for Rick Perry, that he was a medic a decade before and watched the government kill troops that they sent from Fort Bragg down to be murdered at Fort Sam Houston Medical Division. There's admitted thousands of tests, radiating, nerve gassing our troops, Project Shad, injecting little kids with syphilis. You know, Hillary just had to apologize for that a few months ago. The UN's caught every year giving kids live polio. Just search UN polio shots kill kids. And still, we trust the government. We still join the military. And yes, sir, I don't mean to scare you, but and there's ways to try to detox it and things. But what they do is they inject you with all sorts of soft kill. And my God, it's just hellish when you look at what they do to the troops. See, they know you're going to wake up later, and so they test all sorts of crud on you. And of course, that's come out. But I'm sorry, I'm ranting. What do the other Marines think about this? Are they concerned?
There's two types of veterans when you come home. You either continue to go to sleep, or you start to wake up, and the ones who wake up are the ones that they believe are going to be the terrorists, because we've caught them. We know what they've done to us. But I've had other veteran friends who developed schizophrenia from the military.
Well, you know, heavy metals are the number one cause of schizophrenia. That's why they have the term. Most schizophrenia is a chemical reaction, a chemical allergy to mercury and lead as well. And that's why they have the saying, mad as a hatter. You know, because the guys that did the weaving of the hats, they were doing it with mercury. And yes, that's one big issue with the mental illness exploding. And instead of telling you to detox, they put you on toxic drugs.
Sure. They want to treat you with more poison. There's no doubt about that. The other point I wanted to talk about was Norway. Really fast here. I come from a military family, and my dad and grandfather were Marines and Masons, and I was a DMLA, and I went through the Blue Lodge and the Scottish Rite and the AMORC, and I'm no longer active, and I believe these orders are generally corrupt. But I think there's another way to look at the Norway attack. I'm not trying to defend the Masons or the Templars or anything, because these groups they're so big and they're so shadowy, and they've been infiltrated by so many different people. I don't know what's going on at the top. I don't know what the 33rds are doing, but I think somebody who was behind this war was trying to demonize the Masons and the Templars for some reason, whoever was behind this, because it just doesn't make sense. The rhetoric of the fake documentary and the fake manifesto, it doesn't match may sound like doctoring too much. It just doesn't make sense. The whole thing just doesn't make sense.
No, I hear you. I mean, masonry is a very diverse, complex situation, and mainly it's the secrecy in it is used for other cults to be set up. We'll be right back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Coming up on Friday, we've got Al Jorgensen of Ministry joining us on the show. So I certainly look forward to that interview. I remember listening to Ministry in like 1990. 1989, 1990, and they had all their songs about the New World Order and global government and genetic engineering and warfare. I mean, this guy, I can't wait to talk to him. And, you know, they've also put out music videos exposing government-sponsored terror recently, government drug dealing. So he's the founder of Ministry, and I can't wait to interview him coming up on Friday. Let's go back to your calls. I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to really give us the skinny on what's happening with the debt ceiling situation and talk of making Obama supreme ruler. Let's go ahead and talk to Otter, because Otter was holding yesterday. We never got to him. Then Dan, Brent, Sarah, and others. Otter, in Mass, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I'm here in vacation land. I'm on Martha's Vineyard off of Cape Cod.
Oh.
And the reason your buddy from the military that just called and mentioned the drones, because this turns into a military camp during that 10, 12-day period. I've seen it 3 years running. You've got the stealth helicopters coming in. Right now we're being infiltrated by the SS goons that are coming in. We've noticed the last couple months chemtrails have stopped, but they might have blown that one because our beaches, the waters are polluted, and they're more and more being shut down. I think, you know, combination of Fukushima, what they're not telling us about that, the fact that the meteorological evidence is different than what historically has been presented. I've got asthma, I'm sorry. We've got the jet stream running different than what they would project. So you've got stuff coming directly across and right on the same parallel with us.
Hey, but don't worry. The EPA 2 months ago raised the level of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times higher radiation they say is good for you. And government doesn't lie. I mean, like they tell the troops, DU is good for them. I mean, they know in their own manuals it's a death sentence, but now they even use DU at military shooting ranges near big cities, and it's getting into the water. But, you know, everybody's being poisoned by it, but so what? The government loves us, sir. They're good people. I mean,
looks like they're trying to curb it because, you know, they want him to come here. It's an interesting thing when it comes down because we basically turn into a military base. When Clinton came years ago, he was right out there in the open with his Suburbans. Now they run around dressed up like they're tourists with cameras and your standard Jeeps, etc. I want to get to something that's more important, which I haven't heard you touch on. I've listened a long, long time, and that's metals. And there are tons of fake metals out there. The frauds are just rampant. We've got to go back to what we learned in high school and get with specific gravity testing, because there's countless, from the pandas to the roos, the American silver eagles and gold eagles, just on and on.
Yeah, but Midas Resources goes through the biggest grading companies, and I'll assure you, you hold a gold coin in your hand or a silver coin, I mean, yeah, you can weigh it, too. It's good, but, I mean, it's 100% real gold and silver. But, yeah, there are a lot of fly-by-night startup companies out there, and I have seen those reports of that going on. That's why I go with Midas Resources, because, number one, they're patriots, big Ron Paul supporters. Number two, I know Ted Anderson. Number three, I bought almost all my gold and silver from them, and I haven't been able to find better deals from anybody than Midas Resources.
Well, both of the two largest companies, which are the two that are really historically said to be, you know, the best of graders and the best as far as legitimacy, have been found to put out countless since 2005.
I've never seen that. That would be quite a big scandal. Why don't you send me something to showtips@infowars.com? Let's jam in one more call here. Let's talk to Ezekiel in Kentucky. You're on the air. He dropped. Dan in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex, you there?
Yeah.
Kudos to you and everybody who was a Prison Planet member for years. I was just wondering if you have in your stack there the executive order that Satoru signed on the 24th, went effective on the 25th of July 2011, the executive order blocking property of transnational criminal organizations, basically putting us into a national emergency.
Yes, I did see an article about that, and I should have covered it. I tell you what, I don't even have a pen in front of me. Some gremlin is taking the pens out of here. Give me that. Give John Harman that executive order. Or I could just search it. Obama signs executive order on transnational criminal organizations. Thank you so much. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up. I'll look that up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to break down what's really happening with the state of the economy and the debt ceiling debate, and now open talk about having the president bypass Congress and transfer the power of the purse. We saw Senator Mitch McConnell call for that a week ago, and then we've also seen Democrats today. That's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com have links to top Democrats in the House calling to have the president just act like a dictator. And we have this executive order blocking property of transnational criminal organizations, an executive order signed on the 25th by Obama, going into effect on Monday, that has language in it. A caller mentioned this, and they are correct, has language in it. And the constitutional scholars are looking at it, basically saying we're in an emergency financially and that he can do this to block criminal activity. And that's at whitehouse.gov. So we'll be talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts here in just one moment. We are certainly not in a republic anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore either. We're in like some Twilight Zone, Kafka-esque Soviet Nazi America. Now, first off, I want to tell you about Mike Adams, a frequent guest here. He's put together 8-hour online video seminar, MP3s. He's doing live webcast webinars with an incredible multimedia course on food security that teaches you the skills to stay alive and well fed during any crisis, like a total collapse depression. You'll learn things like how to build your own emergency water filter, how to create your own emergency food go bag, how to store purify water with iodine. Created by Mike Adams, the entire course is available for instant access with downloadable MP3 files you can play from any device. 50% off sale for Alex Jones listeners, and it ends this Sunday night coming up. 50% off naturalnews.com/Alex for details. naturalnews.com/Alex and banners up on Infowars.com if you forget the naturalnews.com/Alex. And along that same vein, backyard food production. When crisis hits and food is scarce, you'll want to have the tools to protect the ones you love. Marjorie Wildcrab is a nationally recognized expert in backyard food production. She offers a affordable video tutorial that is the fastest way to learn how to grow an abundance of food with limited space, unless you're in Michigan and cities where they don't let you grow gardens, even though there's not a law because prisoners can't grow gardens. Take the first step in getting off the grid today. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. The video will supply you with a step-by-step reference that could save your life. Why learn by trial and error? Why not learn from a true master? Go to backyardfoodproduction.com and learn the essential tools needed to be in charge of your food production. And, again, the video is backyardfruitproduction.com or banners on Infowars.com. And don't forget, this radio show is listener-supported. When you buy books, videos, T-shirts, you not only spread the word, you support this radio broadcast that no one can deny is the tip of the spear in the Infowar. And we just keep expanding the servers and the websites. The cost is giant because they are multimedia sites. And we are... because the economy's imploding, need your support now more than ever. So please peruse Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, we're a platform for all the other great filmmakers and writers and researchers to really not be censored and be able to say whatever they want to you, the millions of listeners of this broadcast. It's also important to support all of our local AM/FM affiliates by supporting their sponsors and spreading the word about those stations. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is an economist, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. He's written for Business Week, Scripps Howard News Service. The list goes on and on. And he has written a bunch of detailed reports that are published at Infowars.com and many other great sites. The political theater and the debt ceiling crisis, we are being had. That's the latest. An economy destroyed. The enemy is Washington. And he's been really breaking down what's happening here, and weeks ago said this is a bunch of theater to transfer power of the purse from Congress to the executive, and that's in the news today. Democrats, in fact, you can go to Drudge and read the articles, are saying, hey, President, just do this on your own. Obama, talking to La Raza, the group of the race, 2 days ago said he'd like to do things on his own. House Democratic leader urges Obama to raise debt ceiling without Congress. We've got all of this happening, and here to make sense of it is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Thank you for joining us today, sir. Doctor, we've lost your audio. We're going to get you faded up, try to get you on air right now. Go ahead again, sir.
You've lost my audio?
Okay, you're back now. Start over. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, I'm pleased to be with you, Alex. Let me just run through it briefly. A debt ceiling increase is just a routine thing, normally. It's an opportunity for a few Republicans and maybe one or two Democrats to give a speech to an empty chamber about the burdens we're piling on our grandchildren. But other than that, they vote the increase. And they don't really have any alternative because they've spent the money. This time, there's a very ill-considered effort by Republicans to make a serious issue out of it. It's the wrong time for a number of reasons. One, of course, is that the rest of the world is already disturbed about American financial credibility as a result of the financial crisis and everything else. And so this is the wrong time to show more uncertainty and irresponsible behavior. It's also the wrong time because we're at war. We've got troops in the field. The debt funds 43% of the current operating budget of the United States government. So it's not like it's a small amount that they can cancel or put on leave non-essential government. Yeah, you can't leave troops in the field without supplies and that sort of thing. And so what they are risking is a continuation of the power grabs that were serious under the Bush-Cheney regime, in which they simply ignored Congress on a range of issues and grabbed power on the basis of the unitary doctrine of presidential powers. And they are now set up for this to happen again, because Obama, or no president, could possibly allow the kind of disruption that a default or an inability to finance the operations of the government at this time would cause. And there are already presidential directives, national security directives, executive orders on the books put there by Bush that Obama can invoke to give him the legitimate authority to declare a national emergency or even a catastrophic emergency and set aside the debt ceiling limit and proceed to issue debt. And as you said, what we would see is that the power of the purse would pass from Congress to the executive, just as the power to go to war has passed from Congress to the executive. And so we would have another giant step in the process of the American president becoming a Caesar. And we've talked about that before. So this is a huge risk. Why would the Republicans bring this risk to the table at this time? Maybe it's an intention, but why would Congress want to give up more of its power? I mean, it's already becoming superfluous. So we could say, well, it's just unclear thinking, or that they're so committed to getting entitlements under control that they're willing to take this risk. What will Obama do? Well, we don't really know, because we don't know whether he's part of the political theater. It may well be that Obama is very aligned with financial interests and would like to see reductions in the scope of Medicare and Social Security in order that elements could be privatized and turned over to Wall Street, to his buddies there who did so much of the funding of his presidential campaign. So it could simply be a theater. And so Obama can say, I'm forced to the wall. I've either got to leave the troops unsupplied in Afghanistan and Iraq, or I've got to give in to the Republicans and cut Social Security and Medicare. And so I've taken the least bad of the two choices that the Republicans gave me. So he could do that. So this could simply be a way to get rid of entitlements that otherwise are politically impossible to get rid of. We don't know, or it may just all be hype and confusion, and at the last minute they make the deal. So that remains to be seen. But the real point is, there is no reason for this debt ceiling crisis. Routinely, they just happen. Routinely, there have been many of them during my professional life, and I believe it was only Newt Gingrich back during the 1990s who made an issue of one of them, and they shut down the government for a few days. It had no real consequence, because they simply closed things like national parks and federal workers who were not absolutely necessary and that sort of thing. But of course, this time the amount of funding is a much greater share of the budget. And so they can't get by with just cutting non-essential services.
Okay. I'd like to bring up a few issues here. And I meant to get to it yesterday, but it was posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. news stories, CBS News, RT, you name it, from 2008, where they admitted Brigade Homeland, 20,000 troops deployed to the streets of America for economic collapse. Army Times reported on it by 2011. So they had this long-term strategic plan. Bush put Presidential Decision Directive 51 in place, also an accompanying executive order that said for any emergency, including economic or any other emergency, the president could set aside Congress for 6 months. Obama reissued that as one of the first executive orders, and we wrote about that. Here's our article from January 18, 2010. PDD 51 and the new executive order give Obama dictator power, and they basically cite this now whenever he launches Libya wars and all of this. And we had Congressman DeFazio, you know, going to Bush at the time and saying, I want the full text of PDD 51. The cover sheet says you can take over for any reason. Well, I want to see the full plan. And they would never give even the Homeland Security Committee director of the House that information. So right there is the presidency really flexing its dictatorial muscles. And now we see Politico today. In fact, let me just read that headline to listeners. Politico has come out with a top Democrat in the House. Obama urged to invoke 14th Amendment as debt ceiling deadline. And that was a 14th Amendment interpretation by Ulysses S. Grant during Reconstruction against the states. They're threatening this against the Congress. And we saw foreshadowing of this where they were talking about.
Alex, you and I talked about this at great length back when Bush issued these directives. And, of course, they don't need to invoke the 14th Amendment because of the directives that you point out and that we pointed out at the time that Bush is already on the books. So there's no doubt that if the Republicans push their intransigence right into the deadline, that Obama has to decide if he's not going to cave in to them. He has to decide, does he let the default take place? Does he let the dollar go? Does he let the credit rating of the United States government go? Does he let the power of the country evaporate? Or does he evoke the Bush presidential and national security directives and set aside Congress? I suspect that the pressure from within the administration, from within the military security complex, would force him, even if he didn't want to invoke the Bush presidential directive and set aside Congress. So I think it's for certain that that will happen if the Republicans continue and demanding no tax increase, cuts in entitlements, and the Democrats say, well, we just can't do that. We can't betray our constituencies to that extent. We control the Senate and the White House. Why do you think we're going to submit to the House Republicans' demands? So if it comes to that, yes, we will see more powers leave the Congress, and I think they will be permanent. They're not going to go back. And so it's a serious situation. And the question we have to wonder about is, are the Republicans unaware of this? Are they in on it? Do they want it to happen?
Well, sir, let me stop you. Mitch McConnell came out a week ago. We did news reports on this, and they spun it like, oh, great, Obama will get the blame. And he said, we'll just have Congress, like they did with the World Trade Organization on trade, we'll have Congress sign its authority over to the president on debt increases. So now they're talking about a super Congress where the rest of the House and Senate don't vote, but the leaders get together. And there's another video out today breaking it down. Congressional members' net worth has gone up 3,669% just in the last few years. The big mega banks are all filing record profits. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox. I mean, this has clearly been engineered, and it's all a bunch of theater. Bush helps, Clinton gets rid of Glass-Steagall. Bush continues it. Obama continues it. Same special interests are financing both sides. I think the answer's there. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I'm not as sure as you are about that. I think the outcome may be the same. You have to, if I was Wall Street interest or military security complex interests to oil companies, I would be at this point very uncertain about further increases in the power of the president.
Yes.
Because right now, the oligarchies control the government. But as power accumulates in the presidency, that control deserts the oligarchies. The executive branch has it and brings them under their thumb. You know, this is kind of the way Rome transitioned. For a while, the Caesars, the rise of the Caesars, you know, it was a gradual process, the accumulation of power, worked to the advantage of more powerful interests. But then they all found that they were all under the thumb. And so I don't know that accumulating more power in the presidency is to the advantage of the oligarchy. I think he then rises not merely as a countervailing power, but eventually as the overwhelming power.
But they have vetted people that they have dirt on, who they believe they can control, and you've got the Israeli special interest and others there, and so this could be a multinational, even foreign coup through the presidency. With Rahm Emanuel and the rest of them, and I really do see that. We're in grave danger. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. I'm going to talk about the true state of the economy when we come back. Is there already really a technical default?
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com as the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see total flawless integration between the special interests that run the Republicans and the Democrats. But as Dr. Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, has broken down, I know he's been listed by Forbes under publications as one of the top 10 economists out there. It doesn't matter. The outcome is the same thing. And all of this, they started training the military to take over the U.S. right when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. We got IMF World Bank plans back in 2002 where they talked about imploding the Western world. And it's here. But, Dr. Roberts, my issue is, do you agree with Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, but also the Chinese government in the last 6 months? They've said, look, you're already starting to default by monetizing your treasuries. You're already moving towards hyperinflation. And we're not going to buy your treasury bonds anymore. We're going to cut back on what we're buying. And so, I mean, that's why many people have said, go ahead and let them up the debt, because it will just kind of back this off. We will implode if you don't up it, but then we'll implode if we don't, because you pointed out we've been deindustrialized by globalism, which is the opposite of what they call free or fair trade. I mean, I've got articles here where General Electric's using government bailout money to move their X-ray factories to China.
Right. Yeah. Well, we can talk about the economy because it's the real problem and not the debt ceiling crisis. And I think you're right to move us to that topic. First, I'm going to very briefly make the point that if the United States government does default, and it has any of the terrible consequences that have been predicted, who are the gainers? Iran, Russia, and China. Those are the ones who will come out ahead. And so it's really not in any American interests of the power groups to default. So I think for that reason it will be awarded. Now, as for the economy, as we have discussed many times, Alex, the crisis of the American economy is that the middle class jobs have been moved offshore and given to the Chinese, Indians, Indonesians, and others. And the American middle class is left without these jobs and without the income growth that supported the growth in consumer demand, the housing market, and the economy, and which was tax-based. So one of the reasons we have such huge deficits is that we have today roughly, 10 million fewer people employed than a decade ago, despite the growth in the population of 10%. So when you give away your GDP, your tax base, the jobs for the middle class, both manufacturing jobs and professional service jobs, like many fields of engineering, research, design, you are destroying your own economy. And that's what has been going on with offshoring for about 20 years. And there is no discussion of this yet today. I've been going on about it for years and years. I have been joined by Ralph Gomery, the distinguished mathematician and economist. And recently, as we, I think, discussed on your program, we had a Nobel laureate economist come out and reproduce my arguments.
And now the Chamber of Commerce says move everything we've got left to South Korea.
Right. And that's right. So even though a few knowledgeable and distinguished people have picked up my argument, it's still ignored by the policymakers and by the vested interest, because they all know they can increase their short-term profits, they can increase their quarterly bonuses by continuing to move American jobs offshore, because it lowers the labor cost, increases the profits, and therefore they qualify for their bonus payments.
Dr. Roberts, I know you've got to go, but 1 minute break. I want to come back and have you finish that point, and we're going to shift gears into other subjects. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.